This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A property owners group in Queens County's growing cottage country hopes regional council can pass a new bylaw by the fall that would make it easier to collect fees to maintain private roads. Representatives from the Greater Maliga Land and Lot Owners Association appealed to councilors this week to make a few changes to the region's proposed bylaw on private road maintenance charges. The bylaw has been in the works since 2019. More than 5,700 properties in Queens County are connected to roads that aren't maintained by the municipality or the province. Most of these roads are in the areas of Maliga, Pawnhook, and Annis Lakes. The association invoices property owners an annual fee for that maintenance using manually generated lists. Under the new bylaw, the region would collect the fees on annual municipal tax bills and then remit that to the association. Dwayne Primo is president of the Maliga Lot Owners Group.
Optimistically, when this bylaw is passed and hopefully when we adopt it, what will happen is the region will collect, they will issue a tax invoice that includes like a road maintenance levy. And that would essentially be the same fee that is collected at one time and then remitted from the region of Queens to the association to support us in delivering the service to the citizens.
The group represents more than 1,200 property owners covering more than 1,200 hectares or 3,000 acres. It's the largest recreational development in Atlantic Canada. Many people now live in the area full time. It charges property owners annual fees of just over $400 for developed land and almost $150 for vacant land. The association is responsible for maintaining 52 kilometers of roadway, including 10 kilometers of provincially owned K-class roads, 13 boat launches, and 3 bridges. But Treasurer Bruce McGinnis told councillors that about 20% of landowners don't pay their fees.
It is quite an expensive process, because we're duplicating effectively what they do here. I mean, the cost of sending out a letter to somebody is about $350 per letter. And then the time on top of that. There's a lot of people that we just have difficulty finding, right? Because we have to maintain mailing lists and so on and so forth. And the information is not always easy to find. So that takes a lot of time as well.
As part of the proposed bylaw, the region would keep about 5% of the fees they collect to pay for administrative costs, which would be about $15,000. The association wants that lowered to 2 to 3%. The group said a lower percentage would allow it to hire a manager to oversee its work in maintaining the private roads. The bylaw would also require agreements with lot owners associations to be renewed every year. The group wants that changed to every 5 years, with renewal based on meeting certain criteria. Primo said after the meeting that he's cautiously optimistic the bylaw will be adopted before the group begins sending out invoices in November.
The message we're trying to relay today is that our members and our board are in support of and in need of this assistance to continue to maintain and manage the infrastructure supporting this growing part of the region. You know, we would really love to see this in place and ready for us to adopt prior to November of 2025, which is when we typically would follow our manual process to invoice for the coming year's fees.
Councillors had suspended first reading of the bylaw in January so that they could become more familiar with it. It's unknown when council will bring it back. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.